The world's most famous time traveler is about to undergo a change that for some is shocking and disturbing. Laura Kennedy has more.
Coming soon to a TARDIS near you, it's a brand new Doctor Who. And freaking out fans worldwide is the fact that for the very first time, the Time Lord will be played by a woman. And by freaking out, I mean reactions ranging from elated to furious that English actress Jodie Whittaker will be the 13th Doctor. For over 50 years, the title character in this popular British sci-fi series has always been a man. Casting a woman is a historic moment for the series and its fans, most of whom took to social media to express their delight or displeasure with the move. Sherry Zeck, interim dean of Milner Library at Illinois State University and GLT's culture maven, says this moment has been a long time coming, especially since the show is science fiction, a genre which is speculative.
We're talking about a genre in which the craziest things happen, not the least of which that the main character regenerates and appears as a different actor or in a different body every few years and has for the last, what is it, almost 50 years? And then suddenly there's a freak out that it's a woman when you sort of think, well, that should have happened a long time ago, or can't they even imagine something beyond the binarism of male versus female in this speculative universe? So it shows you, the biggest thing it shows us is how utterly entrenched our notions of gender and what is gender appropriate are, that we are still, 2017, so easily shaken or put off by anything perceived of as a switcheroo.
So why were so many fans horrified by this?
Besides just sort of the regular sexist thing, this is our territory, keep the girls out, but we don't want to really say that we have a clubhouse that says no girls allowed, but really we do have a clubhouse that says no girls allowed. Aside from that, fans in general get very attached to how things are and to the details of things as they know them. And this kind of switch, any kind of major shift, is one that is likely to bring on lots of comment, good or bad. Every time there's a new doctor, there's an outcry, right? Peter Capaldi, fabulous Peter Capaldi. Oh my God, what are they doing? They're going to kill the series. Matt Smith, who's he? So the getting head up about the new doctor is really part of the culture of the fandom of Doctor Who. Because there's been a gender switch, a lot of it is focused on the gender of the new doctor. But I think that energy of challenging the decision, worrying about whether their precious series is going to go off in a different direction with a new doctor, is something that is actually just part of the fan culture of Doctor Who.
Well, I remember when Matt Smith was the doctor, and before mm-hmm. him we had David Tennant playing the doctor. Two very young, handsome guys. Mm-hmm. It seemed like the doctor was just getting younger and younger and younger with each new regeneration. And I was like, what are they going to hire next? A zygote? It just
exactly.
kept getting younger. And then my niece is a big fan of Doctor Who and would watch this. And then Peter Capaldi got the role. And my reaction was, ooh, yeah, you know, middle-aged woman, I'm glad to see a middle-aged guy up there. My niece was horrified. She says, he's too old. Just as you say, there is this ownership of, well, that's not my doctor.
Exactly. And most fans that I know have their favorite doctor. And that's not just about the kinds of stories that happened during that period. And it's not just about what age they were when a certain doctor came in, but, you know, each of them have sort of an idea of what the right doctor is, and one actor or another fits into that. Just to pick up on the age thing, I myself am actually more disappointed that they went to a young actress. I was hopeful with some of the discussions that were coming up, floating people like Fiona Shaw and Joanna Lumley and
Helena Bonham Carter would have been good.
Well, Helena Bonham Carter would be fabulous in anything that she did. But the idea that because the Doctor Who figure is so malleable in terms of age, that I thought this was a great opportunity for a middle-aged or older actress. And we know that that's really the lost category in cinema and TV. But I think one of the terrific things about this casting is that Doctor Who has this great capacity for taking these actors who are not that well known, and the actors then just fly with this opportunity.
That's Sherry Zeck, interim dean of Milner Library at Illinois State University and GLT's culture maven. She confesses that her favorite Doctor Who was Matt Smith. I'm Laura Kennedy.
As for paychecks, the Time Lords are equal. Actress Jodie Whittaker will reportedly be paid the same as current Doctor Who, Peter Capaldi.